And now, it's time to play Before and After.
Chris, what can our listeners win?
A grab bag of crap out of my desk. It's going to be awesome, man. I got t-shirts, I got hats, I got DVDs. You name it, I got it now.
How come PA and Common and Barrero get to give away trips to Las Vegas and all these cool things and big prizes, and Ryan Donaldson doesn't give us S?
I don't know.
We never have anything to give away.
I don't know.
We're the ones who got quoted the most in the City Pages article.
No.
We were the ones that they wrote about first, right?
Yeah.
We were the first ones in the article. They started talking about the success of the power trip.
Who didn't they write about enough?
Common. He bitched about it.
Oh, wow.
But we don't get prizes, apparently. Anyway, before and after works like this. I have 10 before and after items and a listener only 11th, potentially. But how it works is, it's kind of like the before and after category on Wheel of Fortune, and by kind of, I mean exactly. There's a couple of phrases that are combined in the middle with a combining word. And there's a clue. A computer voice reads a clue, and basically the clue could read something like, a former Colts wide receiver who went on to be Indiana Jones. Your brain has to say, well, Marvin Harrison was a Colts wide receiver. Harrison Ford was Indiana Jones. So the right answer is Marvin Harrison Ford. Marvin Harrison Ford. The way the listeners get involved is the whole room gets to play. If you guys get shut out, then the listeners can call 651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326. And if they're the first caller in, when you guys get stumped, you win that grab bag of stuff because Donaldson won't give us prizes. If you guys go 10 for 10 in the listeners' battle in a listeners' only 11th.
Donaldson died. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Hello.
Good. Can we get Ellie or Tim back?
Ellie's dead as well.
Can we get Tim back?
Yeah, I'd love to have Tim back. He's way better than Ellie.
I like Tim.
I'd love Tim.
I wish he'd bring me a pizza.
I didn't really care for any of them, to be honest with you.
You don't care about anybody.
Pizza'd be good.
Oh, how much did you pay for a pizza?
I like Mark. Yeah. Mark's nice.
Oh, hi, Mattered.
Hey.
Are you guys ready or what?
Yeah!
Let's do this.
Paul, what's the other trick to this game?
Only ring in when you know the answer.
Only ring in when you have an answer immediately. Yes, here we go. Before and after. Number one.
Number one. Mr. Big Chest wears this during sex if you're ugly.
Paul.
Yep.
Antonio Brown bag.
That's right.
Or brown paper bag, brown bag. That works. Yep.
Mr. Antonio, Big Chest?
He's calling himself that now. Yeah. He on Instagram says that he's Mr. Big Chest.
That is one of the worst self-proclaimed nicknames I've ever heard.
And even Ben said yesterday that he better be sarcastic, because Ben said he doesn't really even have that big of a chest anyway.
Isn't he like a thin...
Pretty much, yeah. So, Mr. Big Chest, Antonio Brown. Paul, well done.
Thanks, man.
Big Chest.
Paul, can I ask you a question that's going to sound condescending?
Yeah.
Has anybody ever made you wear a brown paper bag?
No, but I'm a female slump buster.
Oh, you're a female slump buster.
Yeah.
And you wear that proudly, correct?
Well, I don't care.
Yeah, good for you. Here we go. Number two.
Number two.
Mm-hmm.
Almost missed payroll and is a CBS drama that debuted in 2018. Number two. Huh? Almost missed payroll. And is a CBS drama that debuted in 2018.
Hawk, go.
I don't know about CBS, but AAFL word?
Incorrect. Anybody else? Otherwise, we go to the phones.
Number two. Almost missed payroll. And is a CBS drama that debuted in 2018.
No one else?
No.
Let's
pretty good.
Go to the phones.
Wow.
Percent chance the first guy I click on just yells Barrero.
I hope.
Good morning. What's your name? Hello?
Ah!
That guy's gone. Good morning. What's your name?
Douglas.
Hi, Douglas.
Hi.
Do you know the answer?
I think so.
Go for it.
Is it AAFAM or AAFAM?
Incorrect.
Oh,
good morning. What's your name? Okay. I was going to make the same guess. Good morning. What's your name? Hi.
Turn your radio down, Todd Salad.
They're all hanging up, which means they don't know the answer.
Yeah,
I go to them and they're like, I don't know. See, Paul, only ring in when you know the answer.
I didn't. Hockey rang in.
Why would you dial? Why would you dial the fan number if you don't know the answer? Yes,
Paul.
Hockey
rang in, didn't have the answer. You didn't go, God!
But I thought I did it, though. I thought I knew it.
And then he realized
I was
didn't.
I was wrong.
Good morning. What's your name?
Jay.
Jay, what's the answer?
AAFBI.
That's right.
AAFBI. That is the right answer.
It's not called the AAFL?
Huh. No, it's the AAF. Like Alien Ant Farm. AAF and FBI makes AAFBI. Stan, hold. You win a whole bunch of crap out of hockey's desk.
Oh, you're going to love the crap out of my desk, dude. Stay right there.
That guy called into a radio show and got to say seven letters. What's your name? Jay. What's the answer? AAFBI.
I guess it's six. You can't count. That's okay.
It's combined.
We're on number three, or as AJ calls it, number four. Here we go.
Number three. She's running for president, and he was a regulator.
Oh.
AJ.
Yep.
Elizabeth Warren G.
That's right.
Oh.
Come on, Pear Bear. Warm up for initials. You can
Yeah. I'm right on all of
these. Where were you on that one?
I had no idea who was running for president.
I really hoped that was her name when I said it.
No clue.
I can help you. Pick a first name. Any first name you've ever heard in your life.
Paul.
Okay, now pick a last name.
Lambert.
That is somebody running for the Democratic nomination.
Yeah.
Here we go. Number four.
Number four. She fell down a well in 1987 and was recently canceled by Netflix.
These are hard today.
Number four. She fell down a well in 1987. Oh. And was recently canceled by Netflix.
Baby Jessica, Jessica Jowers? Jessica Jowers?
Jessica Jowers?
If that's correct, it's Baby Jessica Jones?
That's right.
Jones. Son of a bitch.
Jowers.
I don't know. I must have went to high school with a girl named Jessica Jowers.
That may have been her nickname.
Jowels.
Number
five.
Hang on, here we go.
Number five. A 1991 Metallica song is currently in its third season on HBO.
Hawk.
Oh, Hawk was first.
Sad but True Lies.
AJ. Sad but True Detective.
Jessica Jowers. Jessica Jowers was in True Lies.
With AAF blah, 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 fam.
You're ringing in a lot. None of these are right.
I know, but I...
Can't wait to see what these next five guesses are. Here's number six.
Number six. Vodka, coffee, liqueur, and cream is a time-bending Netflix original.
Paul.
Mark.
Paul, go for it.
White Russian Doll.
That's right.
Paris, you had that too, right?
Yeah,
those are good. I was right behind them both.
Dude.
Yeah, I know. There's a beverage here, man.
It's a Caucasian, dude.
Yeah. White Russians are good.
Yeah,
really are. Yeah, I'm going to have nine of those tonight.
Cool.
Jesus.
Here's number seven.
Yeah. Number seven. This game show host is Two-Face.
Excuse me?
Number seven. This game show host is Two-Face.
AJ. Yep. Steve Harvey Dent.
That's right.
Good one. Number eight.
Number eight. Seattle guitarist whose dad plays hockey. Number eight. Seattle guitarist whose dad plays hockey.
Hawk, go for it.
Hendrix Zucker. Jimi Hendrix Zucker.
That's right.
Son of a bitch!
Your brain is not working today.
What is wrong with me today?
Hendrix Zucker is just the back part. Jimi Hendrix Zucker.
I was panicking because I couldn't remember Jason and Carter's last name. I'm turning my mic off.
Jessica Jowers Zucker. Number nine.
Number nine. They sang Epic and Falling to Pieces, and Bruce Dickinson needed this to cure his fever.
Paul.
Yep.
Faith No More Cowbell.
That's right.
Good one. That was really good.
Thank you.
Number 10.
Number 10. He's happy he didn't get tagged again. And the girl is poison. Number 10. He's happy he didn't get tagged again.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell Biv DeVoe.
That's right.
Yeah. Le'Veon Bell Biv DeVoe.
You
some bitch,
you. Good for you, Mark.
Why, thank you.
Vivian Bell Biv DeVoe. Normally, we do a listener-only 11th, but because we already have a winner, it's Jay on line 5, who's getting a bunch of crap out of Chris's desk.
Yeah, man.
Number 11 ends up being...
Jay Jowers?
Yeah, exactly. Number 11 ends up being just for the Power Trip Morning Show. Here's the what would have been the listener-only 11th.
Number 11. Cooper, Gaga, Cruz, Defoe.
Play that one more time, Bay.
Number 11. Cooper, Gaga, Cruz, Defoe.
Oh.
Paul? Number 11.
Yeah.
A Star is Born on the 4th of July.
That's right.
Ooh.
Nice.
A Star is Born on the 4th of July. Paul, well done.
Thanks, Bay.
Polly Wally Dingo.
Uh-oh.
That's my name?
Yeah.
I don't know. Paul's won a couple of games of initials in a row. He's figuring out these puzzles.
Maybe that
switch has been flipped.
And guess what? I have to take a dump.
Yeah, don't
like
do
I've
it
asked
yet.
You for months. Do it before 8 o'clock, so you don't get antsy in your pantsy. Good for you, Paul.
Yeah, I feel pretty good for you, buddy.
You can start guessing on Twitter. Speak of initials. You can start guessing on Twitter. Remember, we don't make people guess the points anymore. Just guess who do you think's going to win?
Who do?
Between the normal four competitors, AJ, Hawk, Parrish, and Sauce. Who wins initials? And if you get it right, and your name is drawn randomly, you have a shot at a $100 Visa gift card. Thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew. Have to have the hashtag Power Trip with your guess. Hashtag Power Trip.
Mm.
Cool.
I agree with you.
Cool.
Anybody else surprised that Parrish knew who Bell Biv DeVoe was?
Or Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah,
what
part is more surprising?
Le'Veon.
He's listening to Bell Biv DeVoe was easy.
Because that's middle school.
It was, what's that guy's name?
Yeah, that happens.
But good news for the Gophers, Zion Williamson is day-to-day.
I got my money back yesterday with Manu Ginobili.
Yes. Do you think Parrish knows who he played for? No. Maybe. Parrish might know him.
Parrish does not know Manu Ginobili. I'll take that bet times $1,000. I mean, pick your number. There's no way he knows Manu Ginobili.
No.
No, I'm not going
to
bet.
Are you willing to bet, though, that he knows which team he played for?
Yeah.
You are?
Not $20. I'll bet a handshake.
Jesus.
How about a fiver? $5.
Handy?
I bet you $5 Parrish knows.
No, Hawkey will take the bet.
Anybody want to take $5? $5 is Parrish can get this.
Yeah, what's Hawk care?
Yeah, I'll take it.
$5?
$5, why not?
All right, now, Mark, you have to try, right? You can't just tank intentionally.
Yep.
For $5, name any team that Manu Ginobili played for.
The basketball player, right?
I am off to a bad start. Damn it. Hang on. Let me just get the five out.
Partial guess, but I think San Antonio.
Yeah! Ginobili's made me $25 in 2 days. Yes!
Wow. Ball sacks.
I really felt pressure to get this one right for you today, Corey.
Yeah.
Do you know him?
No.
I'm going to go with no.
No.
But I'm going to the bank.
Hey, does he know him?
Hey, Mark, I just won $5. This is for you.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
AJ, give him that
dollar.
Thank you. That's your cut. That is your cut.
You're a hell of a man. Generous.
Hey, that's a 20% tip, you bitch. More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this. Initials at 8:15 right here on The Fan.
The Fan.